Indians and the Tigers at Comerica Park. Carlos Carrasco on the hill. He looks good early.
Swung out and missed. Carrasco. Justin Upton is off on the 3-2 pitch, and he struck him out.
Carrasco knows what he has to do here. He always wants to beat the Tigers.
Swung out and missed. He's got his third straight strikeout tonight.
So a count of 0-1 on Jose Ramirez. Swung on, and there's a high fly ball right center field. Hit well, headed to the gap. Collins dives, and he can't make the catch. Right behind Lindor's Brantley. That's a two-run triple for Jose Ramirez, and the Indians take a 2-0 lead.
And he swings at the first pitch and hits it weakly to Santana, who bobbles it, recovers low, flip to first, and somehow Miller digs it out.
Boy, what a save there by Andrew Miller.
2-1 pitch. Swing and a fly ball, pretty well hit to right. Back on the track near the wall, leaping and making the catch is Guyer.
Dixon Machado, the tying run at third. Winning run, James McCann at first. Strike three called, this game is over.
That was the dart right there.
Cody Allen with a low screamer as he nails it down for the Indians.
Things got a little dicey for the Indians in the ninth, but Cody Allen held on after he was named the AL Reliever of the Month for April. Here's Indian skipper Terry Francona on the team's 3-2 win against the Tigers.
Well, I thought he did a great job, especially under those circumstances. I don't think he felt great today. He came in with a fever, and, you know, we just kept kind of telling him, hey, you look okay. You know, but I thought he did a good job. That lineup, we've seen what they can do, especially when you give them an opening. Limited damage. He threw strikes. You know, Miggy was on second. That ends up being a big play. But I think he got to about 90. And I thought just where they were in the lineup, I thought that was asking that we had asked enough. You could turn it over to Andrew and at least make them make a decision whether they leave the lefties in or turn them around, and then it would help our guys, you know, later in the game.
Cody talked about before the game, the great April that he had. Can you just talk about how he got out of that situation?
I mean, he just could, you know, he was rushing, and, you know, Mick went out, tried to slow him down a little bit, but everything was just in a rush for whatever reason. But I think he also saw his competitive side where he just didn't, you know, he didn't wilt. He competed and found a way. It wasn't easy for him, but he found a way, and that's a nice win for us. You know, coming in here the first two nights not doing much, that's a good win for us.
Tito, with some of the ups and downs with Trevor and the Cooper now on the deal, just how nice is to have Carrasco kind of on this role that he's on right now?
Yeah, I mean, you'd like to get everybody on a roll because, you know, when you feel like that, when you show up, like, okay, today's a good day, you know, that's a good feeling. Carlos deserves that right now. He's been very good, and he's been consistent. Been fun watching him. You know, all the things we talked about coming out of spring training, he just kind of put it in the rearview mirror, and it keeps getting better.
Edwin's had a couple balls the last two nights that most parks are out. Is there something?
You know what though? That's sometimes how when you're having a tough time, that's how it can be. I mean, he really hit that ball good. I'm telling you, he's going to be fine. I think we all wish it was yesterday or the day before. It wasn't. He'll be just fine. It just, you know, he's had a tough time.
You've used the bullpen a lot the last two nights, so to be able to have Miller able to go two, and not really push him too far with 26 pitches.
No, and you know the idea is never when we go into it, we don't ever really think two. Just set it up where, you know, if he has a quick inning, it's open for that. You know, and shoot, he was going to have a seven-pitch inning, but we had the mishap there. Just hard when he has a seven-pitch inning not to send him back out. And when he's working on some rest, you know, to me it makes sense.
What do you think of his approach against Biggie? Anything kind of frozen with that slider?
Yeah, no, I thought it was good, because I don't care who you are, when Miggy's hitting, makes you think twice, but I thought he pitched him really tough. I mean, that's the last thing we want to do is let Miggy beat us. Just, you know, he's so dangerous but I thought he did a really good job.
Carlos Carrasco has typically pitched very well against the Tigers, and Wednesday night was no exception. The right-hander turned in six innings of two-run ball as he picked up the win.
Feeling great. Feeling pretty good.
Tito said you were feeling a little ill before the game.
Yeah, I kind of feel a little bit cold, you know. But, you know, it is what it is. I'm gonna go there and do my job, and when I don't, so I can take care of that. But I feel great.
How important is it when you're not feeling your best to still be able to go out there and you did?
Yeah, you know what? We have to make an adjustment, and that's what I did. Not try to worry about that, just trying to worry about the game. And when I don't pitch, I just coming here. We got great guys in here, the trainer, and they take care of everything.
What do you pinpoint to your success so far this season after having a weird spring training?
You know what? Like I always said, you know, we'll go over there and do my job, and don't try to think about anything what happened in spring training. So, what happened? Whatever happened in spring training, I just put in the past. You're now living the present right now, and I just continue to throw.
What do you think of the double play that was made by Santana?
You know what? That was good. It was really good. I thought we got another one in the second baseman, but we didn't. But those guys today, they made a great play.
Were you surprised Miggy tried to go to third on that play?
Really, I'm really surprised. But you know what? We took him right there. Santana, he made a great throw, and then we got double play.
Carlos, I know it's a long season, but how important was it to get this one after the last two nights?
You know what? I think it was really good. You know, the first two nights was, you know, we lose again, and today it was kind of, we went over there, we made three runs, and I assume we made three runs. I just went over there and tried to put some zero on the board, and that's what it did. I got two runs, but the bullpen came in and just holding right there.
Carlos, with Kluber hitting the DL right now, just how important is it for you to keep this going and for the rest of the rotation to kind of pick it up right now?
You know what? It's not just me. It's everyone in here. You know, the rest of the guys, they're going to come in here and do their job, and you know, this is something happened. So we're going to have some up and downs, and, you know, Kluber going the DL, so there's nothing we can do about that. And just wait till he get ready and come back to the rotation.
In other news, the Indians have placed right-hander Corey Kluber on the 10-day DL due to a strain in his lower back. Danny Salazar squares off with Michael Fulmer on Thursday.